Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Coming up here in about 30 minutes or so, Russ Hochstein, thoughts on Tom Brady, his teammate, longtime friend, and retirement 2.0 for TB12. More from Matt Rhule here coming up on signing day. Mike Babcock with us, historian, author, Hall of Famer, our own GOAT with Hail Varsity. Babbers, signing day is officially in the books. 11 portal, 28 high schoolers, and a new staff that put a lot of miles on between Omaha, Lincoln, and everywhere else in the other 91 counties. Your take on this staff, to kind of piggyback off our caller, Paul, what do you think of this staff and their recruiting? I know 2-3 years down the road, we'll have the answer. But on the surface right now, what's your reaction to this recruiting haul for Nebraska?
I liked how aggressive they were. Mm-hmm. I liked the fact that they looked for players that they thought fit their system rather than just looked at how many stars does this guy have. The anecdote today about the driving along and calling up the coach and stopping and getting the player was kind of running under the radar. I think that's reflective of what I think this staff is doing.
We froze Babbers. It was going to be incredible.
He just disappeared.
Do you have us back?
We all turned into circles.
Uh-huh.
Which I look better as a circle.
You know what? Either that or we're at a Grateful Dead show, Babbers.
I just think the approach is the right way. Now, and the emphasis on development, because I think in Nebraska, that's what you have to do. That, you know, that's part of it, I think. And to be committed to that, I think, is very important for a coaching staff.
Mike, what do you just make of how Matt Rhule has been handling his first couple press conferences since becoming Nebraska's head coach? Every single time I come away just feeling impressed. He seems like a guy who gets Nebraska, and I think that is reflective of the amount of work he did before taking this job researching Nebraska. I don't want to say he's saying what the people want to hear, but I feel like he has a plan in place, and he's able to articulate his plan in a way that's going to keep Husker fans happy.
Yeah, I think research is the right word, Elijah. And, you know, I agree. I don't think he's saying what Nebraska fans want to hear. I think he's saying what Nebraska fans should hear, which is reflective of the research that he's done beforehand. And, you know, he's very articulate. He's a good public speaker. That's obvious. He's a very engaging guy. And, you know, I think that reporters relate to that. And he seems to be very open about things. I've been impressed when I've had the opportunity to listen to him, because, again, I think he's done his research. I think he understands as well as you can in the short period of time what Nebraska is all about. And I think he's approaching his coaching in accordance with what it has determined is the Nebraska way of doing things and what the atmosphere is here.
Mike Babcock with us from HailVarsity.com and Magazine. Get your subscription today. The print edition, the digital, of course, content, incredible. HailVarsity.com/offer is where you go. Mike, as we put it together, concerns for you, or do you think it'll get managed the right way when we talk roster numbers? He didn't really have an answer for that. He's going to coach during the spring and then figure it out. But you look at the scholarship numbers that currently exist versus what you're allowed to have.
Well, You know, Brady Oatman's kind of explained this to me. I was a little bit confused about how this works with the numbers thing. Apparently, it's a situation where you get through spring, and then you look at it and you say, okay, we'll help certain guys make transfers if it looks like they're in a situation where that would be in their best interest. In other words, they're probably not going to fit into this 85 scholarship limit or whatever you have. The other thing is, as I understand it now, there's a sort of a change in the way these things work. So if a student athlete is in a position at the end of spring practice to where it doesn't look like he's going to fit into the system and he's going to be part of the program, he can still remain a student and have the benefits that he would have had as a scholarship student athlete. He just wouldn't be part of the team in that sense anymore. So I think that, to me, that's kind of the way it probably always should have been, you know, is that this student can have the opportunity to remain a student, because I think you have to still emphasize that. And that's one of the things that I was impressed with Coach Rule today. Student athlete, it's not athlete, it's student athlete. And you can't dismiss that part of it. And apparently the rules have been adjusted to accommodate that if that student athlete doesn't find another school to transfer to a program where he might be comfortable.
Yeah, and that was utilized by Lincoln Riley last season with USC. That was kind of the first big-time usage of that rule that we saw, where I think he got 10 to 15 guys off his roster that way by saying, you know what, you guys can remain students at USC, remain on scholarship, you get all the benefits, you get the dining hall, you get the mental health services, you get the tutoring, anything you want, you're just not a part of the team. And a lot of schools have, I think, taken note of that. And I wonder what Matt Rule's method is going to be with that, because he did say he doesn't want to do that in his introductory press conference. He said he didn't want to be a guy who's removing guys off scholarship and kicking them off the team, or not kicking them off the team, but you get what I'm saying, you know, taking a spot that was theirs and giving it to somebody else. But that's the way the world works, I guess, Mike, with college football nowadays, that at the end of the day, you have to be below 85. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So sometimes you have to make some hard decisions.
Yeah, I think that's right. And again, the Wolves have the ability to help student athletes look for other programs where they might be able to fit in, and transfer portal, utilize the transfer portal to their advantage in that sense. But yeah, you're going to have to make some difficult decisions, because that ceiling on the number of scholarship athletes that you have, student athletes that you have, isn't going to change. So you've got to meet that. And as you're changing the system and you're trying to develop players, you know, there are going to be some that don't fit into this system. And, that, you know, they're probably going to realize that. They're probably going to be the ones that come and say, hey, can you help me in the transfer portal? Can you make some recommendations, make some phone calls or whatever it might take to get those student athletes in a good position?
Mike Babcock is with us from Hail Varsity. Mike, before we get you out, bud, going to get your thoughts on Nebraska-Illinois last night. I know the streak's now at 4 for Husker Hoops. They were right there, didn't have a great finish to it. I know there's been some inconsistency. There's been more turnovers than you like. There's just a lot of resolve, though, with this basketball team, and I don't know if it'll get better Saturday or not against Penn State, but they were right there, didn't quite get the cover, Elijah, but man, they gave Illinois a lot of what they didn't want for much of the evening.
Yeah, you know, the first half looked good, and the second half caused me to have some discussions with my television about some of the things that happened there, but specifically the turnovers. There were like, what, 14 or 15 turnovers in the second half. Mm-hmm. And things just kind of fell apart. I mean, it's been kind of a scenario for Husker Hoops. The men's hoops is that, you know, they'll have a stretch where they play really well, and then all of a sudden everything kind of comes undone. And it kind of hurt that Derek Walker got 5 fouls and fouled out. You know, I don't think he gets quite the, you know, Fred Hoiberg made the comment about officials and you know, maybe how he got treated compared to some of the more high profile players in the conference. But the second half was just a disappointment because I really thought that the Huskers were in a position where they could pull the upset.
Mike, have you shifted your focus to baseball season just yet? Or are you still, invested in this Husker basketball team as it stands right now?
I'm still paying attention to basketball. I gotta take a look at baseball, and I see there's a news conference with baseball and softball coming up next week. I gotta catch up here because there's a lot of new faces on the baseball team too. That's going to be a whole new situation. And I saw the rankings, baseball writers rankings. There are only two Big Ten teams that were even got any kind of mention, and Nebraska wasn't it, and that was the top 40 or something like that. I mean, it's so that's probably a good sign, because when Nebraska wasn't highly ranked two seasons ago, you win the conference and then you are highly ranked and you don't get in the top 7 or 8. So
Will Bolt seems like the type of coach that can take that and turn that into motivation. The fact that, you know what, everyone's sleeping on you. You're 2 years removed from a Big Ten championship, and now people want to write you off.
It's also a dogfight to get a roster spot. I mean, they have more kids than roster spots available right now. I mean, that's a reality.
Right. It's going to be competition for sure. And you're right. That's Will Bolt. He'll develop and he'll push them to be the best they can be. Question about that.
Mike, what's coming up from you and the crew at Hail Varsity here this week?
We're planning out the next issue of the magazine and coming up pretty fast. So I got to get some stuff. I think we're going to have a softball feature that Drake's doing. I think we're still working on maybe what the other main feature is going to be. But it comes around quickly. And doesn't seem like it. Once a month doesn't seem like a big deal, but it comes around pretty fast. So
I say that about my rent every single month too.
It hits you. Matt Hansen asking, 18 turnovers. Yeah, they finished with 18. They had 15 in the second half. They made a few field goals. 19 points, 15 turnovers was absolutely. And good old Fred's going to lose it here at some point if the refereeing keeps being as inconsistent as it's been, not just for Nebraska, but league-wide, has been kind of a nightmare this year. Babbers, we'll check in with you next week. Thanks for giving us some time today, bud.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
There he is, Mike Babcock with us, HailVarsity.com and Magazine. Some more thoughts from Coach Rhule, signing day 2.0, and then reaction and reflection on his friend Tom Brady. From Russ Hochstein, former Husker and New England Patriot, Chief, and Denver Bronco. Hail Varsity continues.